Chapter 3. Cyanides. HCN, KCN, NACN. 1920-1922. Cocktail parties sparkled defiantly through the last chime of the day to the dreaded first minute of January 20th, 1920. With morning would come the official start of Prohibition, so the revelers danced through the night in black-draped rooms featuring open coffins to collect empty bottles. In Times Square, crowds gathered to mourn the stroke of midnight. The dancers and the mourners were shiny in party clothes, somber in mock funeral wear, dressed up with black top hats and smoke-fine veils, just as drunk as they could be. Some stayed into the morning, crowding along Broadway with their whiskey-fed protests. Others slipped away to continue the festivities in private. It was easy enough to keep the party going. As soon as legal drinking ended, purveyors of illicit alcohol came helpfully forward. As Gettler had predicted, they offered some devastatingly lethal brews. That January, poison alcohol deaths rippled across the country, 8 in New York City, 4 dead in a single day in Hartford, 2 in Toledo, 7 in Washington, D.C. Soon the police discovered that murderers had learned to take advantage. In a typical case, barely a month after Prohibition, 2 men were found dead in Newark, several hours after buying liquor at a Bowery joint. They were thought to be alcohol deaths until a standard chemical analysis of the bodies found they were loaded with potassium cyanide. The killer, whoever he was long gone. Within a year, the once openly rowdy saloons had given way to secretive speakeasies and to bootleggers who would sneak gin to one's door at a delivery rate of $2 a bottle. "The speakeasies are a remarkable feature of the new American life," wrote one fascinated British visitor. "Every time you go for a drink, there is adventure. I suppose it adds to one's pleasure to change into a pirate or a dark character entering a smuggler's cave. You go to locked and chained doors. Eyes are considering you through peepholes in the wooden walls. You sign your name in a book and receive a mysterious-looking card with only a number on it. And you are admitted to a back parlor bar with a long row of loquacious drinkers. There may be a red signal light which can be operated from the door in case of a revenue officer or police demanding entrance." When the light flashed over the front door, the patrons fled out the back. By summer's end,